Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Catholino. Nagaland participated in the 9-day-long Bharat Utsav at the iconic Maneshnaya Square near Moscow, Kremlin. Nagaland, with a 40-member delegation comprising tourism officials, artists and artisans, were among the main participating states from India. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio also attended the closing ceremony of the 9-day-long Bharat Utsav. In a social media post, Indian Embassy in Moscow stated that a stunning performance from Nagaland with live music brought the soul of Northeast India to life. The embassy said the traditional folk dances and music captivated the audience, reflecting the region's cultural richness and vibrancy in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi. We have a report.
The 9-day-long Bharat Utsav began on the 3rd of this month and concluded yesterday. Organized by the Indian Embassy in Moscow with the support of the Moscow City Government at Maneshnaya Square in Moscow, Russia, the festival celebrated India's rich cultural heritage and growing entrepreneurial landscape on a global platform. A lush green island of tropical green plants representing India was created with stalls selling Indian food and handicrafts. Muscovites and domestic and international tourists were greeted by Indian rhythms and aroma of Indian incense and spices from morning to late evening at the fest, which had the slogan of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi. Neng, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Minister of State for External Affairs Pobitra Margarita yesterday stated that ASEAN is the cornerstone of India's ACTIS policy and the Indo-Pacific vision, and India firmly supports ASEAN unity and ASEAN centrality. In his opening remarks at ASEAN Indian Foreign Ministers meeting at Kuala Lumpur, Mr. Margarita said the synergy between ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific and India's Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative augurs well for the region. He added that India-ASEAN partnership is thriving on strong people-to-people linkages. A renowned social worker and educationist from Nagaland, Sano Vamuzo, has been awarded the prestigious 2025 Congress Quinquennial Human Rights Award by the Baptist World Alliance, BWA, in recognition of her outstanding Christian witness in service of human rights and social justice. She received the honor during the BWA 2025 Congress Quinquennial held in Brisbane, Australia from 7 to 12 of this month. Expressing gratitude upon receiving the award, Mrs. Vamuzo said the recognition gives her more strength to stand with the unheard, bring peace where there is pain, and build bridges instead of walls.
Whatever we have been able to achieve thus far has been a joint effort of all the mothers involved, our homeland. Whatever we have been able to achieve thus far has been a joint effort of all the mothers involved in our fight against social evils, and to take our emerging society forward in a rapidly changing world. This recognition strengthens our resolve to walk with the unheard, speak peace where there is pain, and build bridges where there are walls.
Sano Vamuzo was the founding president of Naga Mothers Association in 1984 and now serves as its advisor. She was also the first chairperson of Nagaland State Commission for Women. Mrs. Vamuzo was earlier conferred the Padma Shri, the fourth highest civilian award in India, in recognition of her social work and contributions as an educationist. Meanwhile, Naga People's Front and Western Chakasang Hoho have congratulated Sano Vamuzo on being awarded with a global recognition. Former Niti Aayog CEO Amitabh Kant yesterday lauded Unified Payments Interface, UPI, for becoming the world's leading real-time payment system, processing a staggering 650 million transactions daily to dislodge Visa from the top rank. Calling it phenomenal, Mr. Kant said this has been one of the most notable achievements of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. This has transformed the lives of citizens. The UPI has strengthened its dominance in India's digital payment system, with its share in the total transaction volume rising to 83.7% in 2024-25 from 79.7% in the previous financial year. And in tennis, the world number one Jannik Sinner claimed his maiden Wimbledon 2025 title yesterday at the All England Club, defeating defending champion Carlos Alcaraz 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4 in a high-octane final to become the first Italian man to win Wimbledon in the competition's 148-year history. With the win, Sinner secures his fourth Grand Slam title, now only missing Roland Garros to complete the career Grand Slam. He also leaves London with a commanding 3,430-point lead in the PIF ATP rankings. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.